So, what's this all about then? Well, I first had the idea a few months back and really wasn't sure how to go about it. So I've had a browse online and come up with a few ideas and the name The Wolf Whistle. I know very little about podcasts and I'm not trying to nick ideas and copy any content that's already out there, but really to try and offer something a little different. And quite fortunately, although my experience in of podcasting, as you can probably gather, is limited, I do know quite a few former Wolves players. And since being young, I've seen these now former players as my heroes. And when going to Molineux, in fact, all over the country for the past 30 years, I've always looked up to them and held them, you know, in some way on a pedestal and sort of almost revered them. And since helping run the Wolves All-Stars, lots of these players have fortunately now become friends and I feel I can speak quite openly to them. And I think we're all guilty of seeing the glamorous side of professional football, especially in today's game with the trappings of fame, money, you know, social media, what it tells us, etc. But what really interests me, and it has done for a long time, is what the players have done since the game and how they've coped with life after football. Because we all see them in this ivory tower in these big houses, and it really isn't like that. And even when they're playing, it's not as glamorous sometimes as it all perhaps seems, or as we actually perceive. So I've got a few players lined up who I'm already itching to speak to. I've created a little studio at home, much to the dismay of my missus. So my next poddy, as I think that's what they call them, will be featuring somebody who'll be a lot more interesting than me to listen to. So I hope you tune in, enjoy the content. Thanks for listening to this introduction, and you'll be hearing a lot more soon. Over and out.